Before we start with the study of the Word, I was so blessed to hear about the good report that the men's fellowship, they started to come together yesterday. Amen. So I think 8 or 9 people, that's a very good start as a number for our men. And men, can I just tell you that God has a purpose and plan in your life? Know that. Know that. Ang buhay niyo ho mahalaga. If you're a parent, a father, whatever age you are in right now, in the season in your life, God is going to touch and bless your life, that your life will be such a powerful instrument in His hand, not just to bless your family, but also that God would use your life, that you will be a conduit, gagamitin kayo ng Panginoon so other men will come to know Christ. Hallelujah. So it was just wonderful to hear that, and so very encouraging. Amen. Praise God. And so, all right, so if you have your Bibles with you and if you're physically able, please rise up to honor Jesus, who is the Word of God, and let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians. We're going to start with chapter 4. How many of you believe that there's power in the Word of God? So we have to stay focused when we are reading, because we believe that the Spirit of God, with the so many verses that we're going to cover in our study, God will speak to all of us in a way that when we leave this place, you and I will be strengthened, equipped, comforted, hallelujah, and challenged to do what He has called us to do. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Look at chapter 4, verse 4. The God, a small letter G, the God of this age, and that Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that His life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." Let's look at verse 13. It is written, "I believed." How many of you believe? And then it says, the Word of God says, "Therefore I have spoken," meaning to say, what we believe in our hearts, we should declare and confess. Because there's power in confession. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in His presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Verse 16, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let's continue. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, meaning to say in this body, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be enclosed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit of God, as a what? A deposit guaranteeing what is to come. We should not, you know what? There's the Spirit of God is steering us. We have to look ahead. We have to know what lies ahead for us as Christians para yung problema natin, we will not be focused on what our problems are. Amen. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal. Look at this. What is our goal now? To please the Lord, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him or her for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, you know, some people would say, you Christians, you're cuckoos. And you know, you're crazy, you're fanatics. But if it's for the sake of God, it's okay. That's what he's saying. If we are right in our right mind, it is for you. Verse 14, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Jesus who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us what? The ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Hallelujah. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain, for he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for this blessed time you've given us to be here, to hear you speak to us through your words. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, as we honor you because you're our teacher and our guide. It is you who will give us that revelation and understanding that would change our hearts, God, that we may begin to understand what life is all about, what is valuable to you, that we may treasure it too in our hearts, God. We need the work of your Holy Spirit, the anointing, the understanding that your Holy Spirit can bring to us, that God, we may look at things differently from now on. We will see people differently from now on, and that God, you would give us the wisdom to know what is right and to know our priorities, God, that we may be ready for that event, Lord God, that our hearts are longing for, that we may see you face to face, God. And so, Lord Jesus, we honor you today. We give you the praise, the highest praise that you deserve. In your holy name we pray. Please be seated. Praise God. You know, the person who wrote this, we know it's the Apostle Paul. If we look at his life, he was one of those powerfully used by God that made such an impact in the lives of people then when he was still alive. But can you see this? He wrote this these letters as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. And now as Christians, we are reading his letters, and it gives us comfort. It gives us an understanding of who we are in Christ, of what our lives should be, of what our future is, and even, you know, the work that he has given us. How many of you believe, really, you are fully convinced that God has called you? Called us. In fact, we remember that from 1 Peter. He said that you and I have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So he, the Apostle Paul, he was so passionate. When you and I would read all of these letters, whether letters written to the people, the believers in Rome, and now here in the city of Corinth, we have to understand the background of all of this. In Corinth, it's like living in L.A. That city, it's bustling, and it's like there's so many way of thinking by so many people. And so the believers living in that kind of environment needs to be reminded of what Jesus has done, so that the way they would live, the ways of the world would not influence them as far as how they should live as Christians. And see, the Bible tells us that we are in this world, but not of this world. I think that's a challenge for us. We are every day rubbing elbows with in every place we go. Whether we go to, like, for someone like me, some of you who work, you know, we are surrounded by people who don't believe in what the Word of God says. There are so many people that would say, you Christians, you are, you know, they would give us names as far as when they would hear, oh, you attend Bible study, oh, Wednesday, oh, Friday, you're still there? And did you say Sunday that you're there up to 4 o'clock? What are you doing there? Right. So they would, for them, it's something that's too much. But then when we come across people like the Apostle Paul, when you and I would read what he went through when he met Christ, and then when he really heard from God what his purpose in life was, he was so focused. He was so focused in doing God's will in his life. And so, in fact, you don't have to turn there, but it's in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 that he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Let me say that again in Romans 1, 16, if you're taking down notes. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for he believes that it's what? It's the power of God. The power of God to do what? To save people. For anyone who what? Believes. Faith is important. But faith without works, the Bible says, is dead. God is developing in all of us that God kind of faith. You know, when you have true conviction about your faith, let me give you an example. If your conviction is that Sabbath day is holy, you would do whatever it takes to honor God on Sabbath day. Now, example, the Word of God. We believe that the Word of God is what? Is our lifeline. If that's our conviction, we would really find time to read the Word of God on our own personal devotion and attend Bible studies. And another conviction, do we need prayers? We all do. We all do. And so do you also believe that God would use us to pray for others? Yes. And so now, if our, that's our conviction, that then it changed not just the way we think, but on how we act on it. Praise God. And so here was someone, the Apostle Paul, that he had such conviction. When he realized that God has called him to do what? To share and declare the gospel of our Lord Jesus to the Gentiles. When you and I would hear the word Gentile, that's us. It's the non-Jews. Okay? So if it's meaning to say, so God had us in mind. And so the Apostle Paul was called to do that, to share the gospel to them, because God's original plan was that he would use his own people, the Jews, to bring the message of the gospel, but they rejected him. That's sad. But you know what? We are hearing that a lot of Jews are now coming to know Christ in their lives, because we know that there's power in the gospel. You know, in the church channel, I'm also watching one of these. His name is Rabbi Schneider. The title of his program is Discovering the Jewish Jesus. What's amazing about him is he gives the perspective of the Word of God coming from someone who just knows the Old Testament. But now his heart is open that Jesus is the Messiah. So he connects both. And now it's to hear someone like him and share that Jesus, he is the Son of God. It's refreshing. It's so refreshing. And so can I say this, that whatever God has called us to do, whether to pray and to share and to like give financial support to whatever ways that we can support the proclamation of the gospel of our Lord, we have to do it. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you would notice, several times in his letter, the Apostle Paul said, we should not quit. We should not lose heart. You know, as Christians, for most of us who have known the Lord for quite a while, I think there will be moments wherein we wanted to quit and give up, right? Brother Nelson, he openly shared his testimony as far as that is concerned when he came to know the Lord, and he said that they had that, they were in that position and they were praying for God to work on their behalf, but they waited for 30 years. That's a long time, right? That's a long time. But what we like about that is the example, that the same thing that the Apostle Paul did and what he also shared based on his personal testimony, sila po ni Sister Nancy, is they focus on the Lord. They focus on God. They focus on serving Him. So lumipas, time went by, that those 30 years, and boom, it came. And it came. Because we know that in all of these things, even during the process of waiting, for what God will do in our lives, or even in the lives of people that we are praying for, you know, we can get weary. That's why the Bible would also constantly remind you and me not to give up. Not to give up. Because, you know why? Why was he passionate? Because, you know, when I was reading a portion of in 2 Corinthians, in the process of sharing the gospel, you know what the Apostle Paul went through? He was almost beaten to death. He was stoned to death. What else? Shipwrecks. And it even says, as a servant of God, he went through troubles, hardships, imprisonments, sleepless nights, and hunger. And you would say, oh, naiko, yan ba yung, am I going to go through that? We all know that. The life can throw so many things in our lives na marami pong problema, right? So even as Christians, we are not spared. You and I are not spared from troubles, but the Bible tells us, the good news is, Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So when we have Christ, tayo po ay overcomer. So kung ano man, whatever problems come, health problems, financial problems, relationships, kahit ano po, we are overcomers in Christ. Because Like what the Apostle Paul did. You know, alam niyo, he discovered the secret. And the secret was to focus on Jesus and prayer. And what did he pray for? He asked that God would give him, he called it inner strength. That's found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. When he prayed for the believers in Ephesus, what did he say? I pray that the Spirit of God would strengthen you in your inner being or inner man. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Ano yung inner? I will always refer to this. Ano yung composition po natin? What's our total composition when God created us? Spirit, soul, and body. Yung spirit, that's the inner man. Soul, nandyan po ang emotions and reasoning, logic. And of course, the physical body. So when you and I got born again, our spirit man was made alive. When you and I got born again, now we have the ability to hear God. Nung hindi pa tayo born again, may disconnect. There's a disconnect. It's like you, hindi na pala pwedeng example yun. Wala na tayong phone na merong wireless. There's a disconnect. So no matter how we, like, I found that out. But it took someone sharing to me about Jesus that I realized that nagpa-pray ako noon, pero it was all religious rituals, thank you. And what was needed was for me to be born again, for me now to understand the things of God. Amen. And so that's why he said, when you and I are strengthened in our inner man, when we got born again, so now that inner man needs to be nourished, that inner being needs to be strengthened, because pag ang inner man is stronger, ang soul, that's where our emotions are. So even when there would be news that would make us sad, when the inner man has the upper hand to the power of the Holy Spirit, yung emotions nare-raise up, meaning to say once down, yung depression, that's the Bible calls that spirit of heaviness. When the enemy wants to do a number on us, he would always use this verse in our thoughts. The thoughts hanggang pupunta yan sa heart. When we neglect our time with God, I'm saying that, I'm including myself, when we neglect it, yeah, picnic ang kaaway. Because when we disconnect with God, wala yung nourishment to our inner man. And so when bad news come, ayan na. And so we lose sight of the Lord, na focus na tayo sa problema, and then we are pulled down. We are sinking in our problems. Kapag nag-sink, and He would want us to give up and say from others, what we would hear them say, ayoko na mag-attend. I give up on that because walang nangyayari to them because they are focused on the things seen. When he said, verse 16, we should not lose heart. Why? Sabi nun sa verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Let's look at that again. Because it takes someone, kailangan ma-born again for us to understand this. Kapag hindi born again, even when this portion of the scripture is shared about why God allows problems, hindi nila maintindihan. It's like, sa Tagalog, parang sumasabunot sa kalbo. It's like, okay. They don't. Sorry, ah, yun sa mga ano. hindi, minsan, ba't hindi maintindihan? Because they still need to be born again to understand the things of God. Do you follow? Now, sa James, iba sabi, count it all joy. How many of you have encountered that verse? Count it all joy when you go through. So if that person, let's say, na hindi pa born again, or hindi pa deep to the things of, hey, come on, why? You're telling me I need to be joyful? And dami ko nang problema, right? What's amazing is how the Holy Spirit used the word count. What can you count? Oh, I like that. You can count money, right? Kasi, ang economy of God is never the economy of the world. joy is more valuable to God than money. A lot of people would say, "Oy, come on, manalo lang ako." I always use this as an example because that's yun ang desire ng marami. Lord, give me the winning numbers of the lotto, Lord. Because they think that if they have the money, nandyan ang joy. I'm not saying we all need money because we need to pay our bills. But do you know that God is constantly reminding us that He is the source? He is the source. He can open doors of opportunity beyond what this world can do. Itong, you know, haven't you noticed, you know, I was just talking to Sister Sally with, you know, the recent news about the stock market. When 2019 came, and it's like, you know, for some of you who still have your 401, and then you're kind of, tinitignan nyo yung, how is my 401 doing? And it's like, the stock market crashed. Ang basis nila for that is what? What people would say. Minsan, pag may sinabi lang ang leader of, let's say, America, or another leader of the world, sa China, or Japan, it affects the stock market. But with God, it's different. That's why it tells us that when you and I have Jesus, kinanta lang ho natin yan kanina, Rock of Ages. It's a beautiful name for our Lord. He's our rock. There's stability when you and I have Jesus. So even when the stock market or whatever fluctuates, we have the unchanging Word of God. We can rely on the Lord because of His unchanging nature. He is the same. Has He been faithful to you yesterday or the past years? Then the Lord is telling us that He is also faithful to us, even sa present. May concerns tayo for our tomorrows. Maraming unknowns about our future. All of us. Lahat naman tayo, we don't know what lies ahead, right? And so at times, though, the fear of the unknown can rob us from the joy that God has given us. Yan ang gusto niya eh. Ang gusto niya, because Satan came to steal our joy. What the effective way that he would do it is he would steal our present joy, pag-aalalahanin yung our tomorrows. Ganun yun. And so, merong blessing today, instead of being thankful and rejoicing over the blessings that God has given us for the moment, nararab yun. It's taken away from us because we are already focused on our tomorrows. The fear of the unknown. And so we give it to God. We give it to God. Lord, all of my concerns, God, I give it to you because you know what lies ahead. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so as we continue, and so look at what the Apostle Paul said in verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So he was talking about a power made available for us believers. And I like what the Bible says, an all-surpassing power. It comes from God. See, because when we talk about God, we are coming to know that He is an all-knowing God, all-powerful God, right? See, the more you and I come to know the Lord, paano po natin nakikilala ng lubusan ng Panginoon? Through the Word of God. The more you and I read the Word of God, the more He would reveal Himself to us. Hallelujah. And so, when you and I come to know God more, nagbibigay po ng confidence in our hearts. When God is for us, who can be against me? If God is for me, no one, not even Satan, can stop God's purpose and plan in your life. Hallelujah. He talked about being hard-pressed and all that, but he experienced the power of God. And so we could see here na the one thing that when you and I would look at how he conducted his life after his encounter with the Lord. I don't have time to go with that right now. When on the road, we call it his Damascus encounter. You know, some people are so sincere in their beliefs. Have you met people like that? They're so sincere, pero sincerely wrong. Right? Kasi, it could have been a tradition. It's like, you know what? When we share to some people, they would say, kinalakihan ko na to. this is itong tradition na to kinalakihan pinass on sa amin. But you know what? There is power that comes from God that would even break those mindsets the way people think. Amen. And so here was the Apostle Paul. When he had that encounter with Christ, his life was forever changed. I want you to turn to put a mark to 2 Corinthians because we're going back there. Look at Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Glory to God. Galatians is right after 2 Corinthians. Galatians 1. We're going to start with verse 11. Galatians 1. This was when he made a testimony, when he knew that God called him. Are you there with me? All right. I want you to know, brethren, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. Did you hear that? I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. Wow! Yun ang kailangan natin lahat. A revelation that comes directly from God through His Holy Spirit. Kaya, when you and I are reading the Word of God, yan ho ang work ng Holy Spirit sa atin. When you will be reading, you and I will be reading God's Word, and then we begin to feel the tug in our hearts that God is speaking to us. Look at this. So from His testimony, "For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers." Nakita niyo po yun? "Now, but when God," look at this, "but when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me, so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I'm writing you is no lie. Later, I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ." Look at verse 23. "They only heard the report." And the report was, do you know, have you heard that the man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy? And they praise God because of me. Now, from those verses alone, we see that, alam niyo ba na yung testimony ni Paul was a powerful tool that the Lord used for His glory. And He told us what He was before, right? Sabi niya, "You know my previous way of life." In fact, in another portion, He said that, "I'm the chief among sinners." Kasi He persecuted Christians. He even had Stephen, the first martyr in the book of Acts, put to death. So he persecuted Christians. He hated Christians. But when he met Christ, something happened to him. Something happened to the man when he met Jesus. Kaya when others heard, "Teka muna, did you hear? Narinig yun ba na si Saul is preaching the gospel of our Lord?" And others, at first, they were kind of skeptical sila. "Oh, baka nanloloko lang yan. Baka it might be a trap for us," right? So others could not believe that here he was preaching about Jesus. So here, let's put it into our life application. When the Apostle Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel," tayo, where are we in sharing the gospel? And I believe most of us, sasabihin natin, nahihiya akong lumapit, nahihiya akong share eh, baka isipin nila. We always are concerned about what others would say, our opinion of us when we would share. But here we see na what the Lord is teaching us. At times we would say, "How do I start?" Right? Paano ko sisimulan? And I know that most especially for people close to us, our loved ones. Paano ba? Sarado. Minsan nagsisimula ka pa lang, i-shutdown ka na, no? Don't talk to me about that. Diba minsan ganun, right? But we continue. We continue to pray. And when we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, show me how. And when that door is opened, then we begin to share. We always ask that dahil ang Holy Spirit po ang katulong natin in all of this. All of us would share that same feeling. Pero can I share this with you? Ano po bang, what has the Lord done in your life? What has the Lord done in your life? Then use that as a tool. That would be your springboard, starting point. We know that God would open doors for any one of us as we continually pray for them and really seek God and ask the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We mentioned that there were times wherein you and I can go through discouragement even in our sharing to others. At times when would say, talaga bang tinatawag ako ni God? Some would say, hindi naman ako mahusay magsalita. Others would say, I'm old. Maraming reasons. Moses was one of them. He said, I'm not a good speaker. Right? So Jeremiah said an excuse, I'm too young. Right? But can I say this? Minsan iisipin natin, why has God called you and me? Why is it that God in His power, He can do in an instant and just reveal Himself to mankind? Hey, you guys, I'm God. Heaven would open and pakita yung glory niya, no? Pero He chose things differently that He would choose you and me. And the Apostle Paul said na, we are considered what? Jars of clay. Sa Tagalog, banga. In the Philippines, we know how a banga looks like, an earthen vessel, right? Very frail. In the Philippines, I would remember when I was working for this company, I had a co-worker, and she lives in Batangas. And dahil we didn't have a province, so I went with them, our group. I get excited every time and I invite ako to go to a province. And so this friend of ours, SGV po, and so, sige, I want to go. And so they live in this talagang nipa. It's a nipa hut. Ang kanilang floor is made out of bamboo. Nakita mo yung silong, right? And ang likod nila was fields. Kaya sa gabi, yung ano tawag dun sa maingay, crickets. Crickets. And then, wala pong paliguan. Kaya, nung sinabi kong, where can we wash up? And so, dun sa likod. So, meron lang board. And then, saan yung tubig? So, yun ang banga. I saw the banga. Yung pala yun, what they do is, tinatapat yun dun sa alulod. You know, when rain comes. Kaya nung, tingin, oh, dumaliligo, may kitikiti. So, that's a story about the banga. But it's an earthen jar. Na pag na ano yun, it can easily break. You and I are considered jars of clay, but we don't look at our frailties and weaknesses. But the Apostle Paul said he looked at the content. Who was inside of him? It's the Lord. There were many times wherein, I know it's not just for myself, but for most of us, wherein we would have this tug-of-war conversation with God as far as saying yes to God. When He has called us, haven't you noticed that when the moment you and I made that commitment and that decision to accept Jesus, hindi immediately we're in heaven, right? Kasi if that was the intent, then the moment, oh sige, tanggapin mo si Lord, and then poof, we're in heaven. No, we're still here. So what does that tell us? There's work to be done. You and I are like those jars of clay that there's treasure inside of us, and it's the life of Christ. Life of Christ, the power of God that would flow through us. And so when you and I would really focus on our weaknesses, and some would say, di naman ako tapos ng pag-aral. I don't even know how to speak ng fluently in English. Nandito ako sa Amerika, marami pa naman tayong speaking, Tagalog speaking people here in the Philippines, right? But, you know, we don't focus on our weaknesses and frailties, but instead we focus on the power of God. We say yes to God and let Him do the work through His Holy Spirit. Amen? Basta tayo mag-pray. We say yes, Lord, just show me what to do. Tell me what to say, right? And so what was amazing with how some people would ask, why would God choose us? No? Why would God choose imperfect people? Why would God choose someone na minsan pumapalya, in Tagalog? We fail God at times. And yet, you know, He took the risk. In fact, Peter was one of those, right? Si Peter, before he was filled with the Holy Spirit, kaki siya, mayabang siya. Lord, sige Lord, I'll die for you. Tapos, kinausap lang siya ng isang young lady noon, di ba? When he was being, when Jesus was being questioned sa Sanhedrin, di ba, kilala mo si Jesus? Anong ginawa niya? He denied 3 times. He even cursed. Pero, you would think, Lord, bakit mo siya pinili? Di ba? Right? Why? Because God was not focused on His weaknesses, but God knew that the moment now the Holy Spirit would come, Peter would be a changed man. And we see that in the book of Acts. And he even became one of the pillars of the church. Can I tell you, for every one of us, God is going to use you and me. God is going to use us. Huwag po tayong mag-focus sa ating weaknesses. Amen. Now, what does God do with our weaknesses? Let's look at that in another portion of the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Hallelujah. We're going to start with verse 7 all the way up to verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The preceding verses talks about how he was saying that there was a man that received visions and revelations from the Lord. That was him. So the Apostle Paul received so much revelations from God Himself na talagang, alam nyo kung before we read this verse, if not for God, you know, it can happen to anyone, that something can happen to anyone without the Spirit of God. Let's look at that in verse 7. To keep me from being conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, are you there with me? There was given me a what? A thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But the Lord said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. How is it possible that someone would say these things? I would say it again. It takes a person to be born again to understand this principle. Because our natural tendency, not just the Apostle Paul, is for us to be dependent on ourselves. We want to be self-sufficient. We want to rely on our own strength. We want to rely on our own abilities and skills or even resources. But here we see that, did you see that? Sabi dun sa verse 7. He now began to realize, dahil he had what the Bible calls a thorn in the flesh. Some were saying that probably it was his eye, meron ho siyang eye condition. Kaya, and so it was so difficult for him to depend on others. Dahil the Apostle Paul was a self-sufficient man. He depended on his own, matalino ho siya eh, and his own strength. But look at this, because he received so much revelation from God, he realized na yung thorn niya in his flesh ay ginagamit for a reason. How many times did he come to the Lord para tanggalin yon? Not just once. So, more than once. So, meaning to say, nahirapan siya. It was so difficult for him with that condition. So he three times he asked God, but ano sabi daw? But the Lord, ang sagot sa kanya ni Lord is, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weaknesses." Then we see here that yung weakness na yon was inallow ni God. Number one, to keep him humble. Kasi he was receiving all of this revelation from God. And God knows that. God loves the Apostle Paul so much na ayaw niyang mawala si Apostle Paul because of pride. Amen? And so, he allowed that. And some people would ask, if God loves me, bakit niya inaallow yung ganun? Whether it be a physical sickness, whatever troubles it may be. We see here na testing ground ho yan para sa ating lahat. We know the truth about problems is they humble us. And one of the important lessons of our problems is it pushes us to depend on God alone. Wow. To depend on God alone. In our spiritual lives, we would say, oh, I've committed my life to God. But minsan, inaano natin siya, kino-compartmentalize ang relationship with the Lord. What do I mean by that? Lord, yung financial area ng life ko, do not touch. Huh? This part ng, okay, I allow you to come in. Pero yung itong, itong part na to, Lord, don't touch, okay? I'll manage it my own. Oh, Lord, yung love life ko, ha, God, kasi ang cute niya, God, ang cute niya talaga. Please, God, huwag mo siyang alisin sa akin. Right? Ganun eh. So, every area of our lives, when God says, ano yung kanta natin? All that I am. All that I am, I give to you. So, when God says something, you say yes. I would always use this as a testimony as we get to close. When God calls us, meron siyang plano. And it's even a privilege for us when God would tell us that here's what you're going to do. As a young Christian, I would always refer back to him because the Lord used the late brother Ben Baluyot for my spiritual growth. When he came here, he would always say that it was so hard for him to be a missionary here in America. Dahil in the Philippines, he can go about doing his own thing. Dahil dito, dependent siya sa, someone would drive him and all that. No, so it's really tough on him to be here in America. But one time, I wrote him a letter and I just expressed yung gratitude ko because I really attributed yung pagiging born again ko because of his anointed teaching. I shared that with you at one time. And so now, there came opportunities wherein I would be under his teaching and he would share stories about when God called him to start yung Jesus is Alive Church in the Philippines. Right now, nandun pa yan. But when he started, God called him out, hindi na maging pastor, but he was called out to be nations, to go to many nations in the Southeast Asia countries. One of the stories that I would recall was when he was asked to go to share the gospel sa Indonesia. And sa Indonesia, that's a Muslim area. And so there was a time wherein tumira siya sa isang place na talagang walang convenience, no bathroom at all. And so one time he asked, I have to use the bathroom, sambang bathroom. Sabi nung ano, dun. And then, Kuya Ben, magdala kayong patpat. Patpat, kasi if you have to do your thing, kailangan meron kang panangga sa lalapit sa'yo. Shoo. Natapos na yun, saan naman maliligo? Saan ba ako pwedeng maligo? Dun. Punta siya dun sa, the river was, sabi niya, kulay brown. Muddy. And saw that people made their thing there too. Lord, ano ba to, God? And there was another time wherein he was asked to go to a mountainous area in the Philippines, and at his age, medyo ano na yung kanyang knees. But he remembered the word of God, nasabi dun sa word na, that through the blood of Jesus, we are made whole to do His will. So, nag-rema sa kanya yun through the Holy Spirit. So, before he went, dahil yung lalakarang was a makitid na mountainous na pag naslip ka, pag nadulas ka, boom, it's like, nasa na si Kuya Ben? So what he did was, he prayed. Nilay hands niya kanyang knees. Lord, I applied the blood of Jesus upon my knees. God, tutulungan mong makarating ako dun. And God did. God did. So first night, not a lot of people came. So parang medyo na-discourage, Lord, ano ba to? Ang hirap-hirap ng umakyat eh. Tapos kokonti lang. But he continued. He continued. And then yung second night, dahil it's not a nice place like this, open air, so you're open to all insects around you. Ang dami daw mosquitoes at talagang insects, whatever. Kaya habang nagpe-preach, ganyan, kamot-kamot siya, his whole body. And that night, he wasn't able to sleep kasi halos nagdudugo. But one thing, there was something that happened that night. The people that came saw what he was going through and that touched their hearts. And so, kaya nung yung sumunod na night, the place was full packed. Because others said, come listen to this man. Nagtitiis siya para ibigay sa atin ang, i-share sa atin ang message ni God that God loves us. He made himself available no matter how discomfort and inconvenience he would have to go through, because he knew that God has called him to share the gospel to them. And so when he shared that, I was one of those na nakikinig sa kanya, that little did I know that I would be encountering the same situation when there was the opportunity, when at the church where we were serving then, gave me the opportunity to go with him, to go to Benguet. And like Moses and the others, I was like having this tug of war because of my physical condition. And so God, pati yung banyo, kasi I always use the bathroom. And so then finally, you know, when I came to the Lord, and even my mom wouldn't want to give the blessings yet at that time. But in all of that, you know what? I sought the Lord and he said, go. So I went. And I went. To make the long story short, when people saw me and the rest, dahil nung first night ho, sabi, saan ba ho yung Bible study? Ate, dun lang ho, siguro a couple of blocks away. Dahil because of my difficulty in walking, so that was my concern. Nilakad-lakad kami. Malayo pa ba? Are we there yet? Malapit na. Sa kanila, malapit. And then hanggang sa medianaan ng bridge and all that, malapit na ba? Malapit na ate. And so finally, and then the house of the place where we went, hindi na sa level ng street. Nandun sa baba. Walang steps. It was just like soil. Na kailangan ang paa mo medyo stable. But in all of that, you know what? And we went inside the house. Walang electricity. They were so poor. They were so poor. But you know what? We shared the gospel. So, second night, ganun din. Ito na po, yung third time. O saan na ba? Kasi si Kuya Ben already left for Manila for a speaking engagement in Manila. So, naibigay sa akin yung responsibility. Eh, saan ba? Ate, doon sa kabilang bundok. Lord naman, are you kidding me? That night, hindi po ako makatulog. Hindi ako makatulog because tag of war din. I wasn't talking to anyone among the group, the missionary group, but you know how the Spirit of God knows what's in your heart and mind? Yung kasama ko, isang pastora, she gave me like a bookmark. And in the bookmark was a verse, Isaiah, that says, how lovely are the mountains of the feet of him who brings good news. So that night, dahil hindi pa ako decided until I saw that verse dun sa bookmark na binigay niya sa akin, I meditated on it and prayed for it. And then the following day, I woke up earlier than the rest of the group. I prayed. Lumabas ako doon sa missionary house and tinignan ko yung bundok na pupunta from afar. And I said, God, dahil dun sa song na yun our God reigns, our God. So I confess what I believe from the word of God. How lovely are the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Even before the rest of the group woke up, merong isang brother in Christ na eto na siya, may daladalang tungkod. At pinutol niya isang branch ng tree to give me a cane. But then in all of this, can I tell you, sabi ko sa inyo, ginamit ko yung tungkod na yun, para kung may sports car na kinakambyo ko pa eh. I was amazed with what the Lord did. The power of God. Sabi, naku si ate mo net, mas mabilis pang lumakad. And I'm telling you this because I experienced it for myself. What I thought I cannot do, the power of God came upon me. That after all of this, can I say this? Before we left back for America, the whole people, kasi yung message na ibinigay was, sabi nung mga lumapit sa amin, thank you so much that now we know that God loves us so much. That he had to use you na galing pa kayo sa malayo, America. And ate, even with your condition, that you came for us. And you shared to us the love of God and the message of God's forgiveness so that we can forgive others. Let us not focus on our shortcomings. Let us not focus on what we do not have. Let us not focus on even this. We focus on the treasure inside of us. That God would use us no matter what. That it's the life of God, the surpassing power of Christ. You know, we don't just talk about resurrection power just on Easter Sunday. We talk about it every day. Every day. That when at times we feel like, God, I'm wala na, Lord. Bibitaw na ako, God. Hindi ko na kaya. Lord, I'm about to quit, God. But when we call on the Lord, our faithful God, he comes to the rescue and give us the power that we need for that day and for that moment. See, grace is about not just grace on that day we receive our salvation. Grace is yung grace niya every day, enabling power that what you and I cannot do for ourselves, he gives us the power through his Holy Spirit. God has called us to be his instruments. And so, before we pray, I'm going to call on the group that shared last. We have been praying for their, tatandaan yung nag-prayer and fasting po tayo. And this group really took seriously that moment of coming to God. Na Lord, gamitin mo kami. Use us so that we can be your instruments. And you know what? After that, nagkaroon po ng open door of opportunity. So can I call on the group? Brother Ray, can you start? And then I will call on Sister Lina. Sige, and Sister Emma. Sige po. Come on. Sige po. Let's do it. Praise God. Sige po, Brother Ray. Hallelujah.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord.
For me, God put in my heart that I have to share the word of God.
Yes.
Because that is my desire. I desire, because everything starts
with the Lord.
From the
God.
Lord.
Yes.
And
yes.
That is the desire.
Mm-hmm.
And on that time, I met my classmate named Marigay. They are just living here in Carson,
yes.
And I pray to the Lord that she will be our target.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Lord, kung siya ang target, natatakot ako sa kanya.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Because when she was my classmate, mm-hmm. high school,
yes.
Yung, even though, kasi na-accelerate a bit to section 8, kasama ko siya.
Mm-hmm.
Yung mayaman siya eh. Gano,
yes, yes.
May itsura, gano'n. Mm-hmm. Eh, nung kaklase kami, lagi ako binubuli ng mga kaklase.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows that.
Yes, yes.
And noon, sinasabi nga niya, nung dati, ang suko mo lang mga t-shirt mo, iba-iba ba, pitones, may butas. Yung bang, yes. Nai-intimidate ako, alam niyang mahirap na mahirap ako.
That's right.
Yes. And that's one of the reason.
Nag-hesitate
ko. Yung ginamit ni Satan sa utak ko.
Mm.
But God reminded me. Noon yun. Noon yun. But today, you are not like that anymore.
Praise God, yes.
I gave you everything. So, Lord, napakabuti mo. So, we started, my wife and I, to spy. Kami yung mga tik-tik, nalapunta doon sa bahay.
Tik-tik. Ngayon ko lang narinig yung word na tik-tik. So, spy that.
Yeah. I want to know the condition of these people.
That's right, yes.
And I found out that she's, her mother is sick.
Mm.
Oh, ito na yung pagkakataon.
Yes, yes.
And
that's right, that's right.
Through that, I asked her for a visit. Bisitahin namin siya.
Yes.
To pray for her.
That's right, yes.
And my wife and I went there and we pray. Mm-hmm. And we share.
That's right.
And from there, Lord, anong susunod gagawin ko?
Yes, that's right.
I don't know. Kasi dito sa America, different
ang approach.
Approach. To share the word of God.
That's right.
Yeah. Sabi sa akin ni Lord, kailangan meron kang mga kasama. Ito po sila. Kasi Brother Toto.
Brother Toto. Yeah, Brother Toto, come. Yeah. Sige, yeah. Brother Toto, come on. Yes. Sige
at,
lang. Sige po.
Yun po, nag-usap-usap kami.
Yes.
Na we have to conquer that land.
That's right.
Kailangan natin putahan sila. I believe that they are already ripe.
Ripe for harvest, yes.
For the harvest.
Amen.
And,
Asama
po namin sila. Mm-hmm. Ito pa lang yung Sister Evan. Napakagaling pala itong mag-testimony. Hindi na kami nag-iit. Sila lang yung nakalita.
Yeah, that's right. You took because the opportunity.
Because she's so gifted
fire, yes.
With that.
Oh, amen. Sige.
Napunta kami doon. And then Sister Lina.
Share the word.
And Brother Toto.
Sa music.
Napunta na kaming kumanta.
That's right, yes.
It's like we are a package.
Mm-hmm.
A team.
That's right. Then you conquered.
And we conquered.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
And you know what? Praise God. They accepted the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And they are telling me that we will not be surprised. They will be here to attend church.
Wow. Hallelujah. Amen.
We will have
God.
A Bible study there.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
Let's wait.
Amen. Let's
one
continue
time
to pray. Yes.
We will see them.
Come through
on
that
the
door.
Door.
That's right. Come through that door. Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sige, pass on yun po sa kanila para they would share the experience. Thank you, Brother Ray. Praise the Lord. Napakaganda po. Amen.
Yeah, you know, when God really calls you, He will equip you.
That's
you know,
right.
I'm not a preacher like Pastor Monette, but I know I can do something for the Lord. I can share His goodness because I have experienced it myself. Napakarami niyang blessings na binigay sa akin because I honor Him, I obey Him.
Mm-hmm.
Sa as I obey Him, talagang ang pagpapala niya is nasa akin.
Praise God. Glory to
so
God.
So that's why every opportunity na binibigay, hindi ko talaga hinihindian kasi yun nga sabi nila, what I need salvation for my family and as I saw salvation to others, I know God will move. And all my families will be saved.
That's right. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In His time.
Praise God. Glory to God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is our heart's desire to share the word of God. Yung pong pagkatawag sa atin. And also in Jude, it says there, it snatched them from the fire. Always pray in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So yun ang aming ginagawa. We always pray for them. And this opportunity, nakatulong, ang Holy Spirit po ang nagbigay ng wisdom.
That's right. Yes.
That's why we have to meditate the Word of God.
That's right.
Kasi during my sharing the Word of God, mm-hmm. may pumapasok na mga verses kaagad sa akin about
yes.
salvation.
That's right,
it's
yes.
not, hindi dahil sa akin, kundi yung power ng Holy
God.
Spirit.
That's right, yes.
And then nakatulong yung, because I always meditate the Word of God for the glory of God. That's
Amen.
Why when I share the Word of God, andun yung power ng ating Panginoon. Ang kailangan lang natin, yung desire natin to serve Him.
That's right.
Sa buhay po natin. That's why I give all the praises to God for using me to share the word of God.
Amen.
And I thank God for all His blessings.
Amen. 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 Sister Beth, kayo naman po. And then finally, si Brother.
Binabalik ko po ang pinakamataas na papuri sa ating Diyos na buhay. It was
great experience to be part of the team. Unspeakable joy for
yes,
when you
that's
see
right,
two
right.
souls praying.
That's right.
So we're with 1,000 angels
rejoicing in heaven.
Rejoicing when two souls.
That's right.
I was one of the witnesses. Nang nililid ni Sister Nina Magina.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God for that.
Glory to God.
And Proverbs 11:30.
Yeah. He who wins.
He who wins souls is wise.
That's right. Amen. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Toto.
All right. Let's open our Bible. praise the Lord. Napakagandang pagkakataon po yung nangyari niyo na
thank you, Lord.
It's because of yung po ay bunga ng ating panalangin.
Yes.
Everybody hears the word. Amen. And before we start hearing the word, before Pastor preach the word, we pray that after the preaching of his word, there's sign, wonders, and miracles. And I believe that's one of the miracles of God. Mm-hmm. Every time that we hear the word, we need to, we need to apply it. Remember? Mm-hmm. We need to apply it. God give us the wisdom how to apply it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hindi lamang narinig natin yon and then andun lang sa kung saan napunta, hindi tayo nag-a-act sa word na narinig natin. So yung pong nangyari yun is an act of faith. Yung pong nai-apply yung isang pagkakataon na yun na napaka-importanting pagkakataon na hindi
praise
dapat nasayangin sa ating buhay kung tayo magkakaroon ng opportunity.
Opportunity
na magkaroon ng pagkakataong may share ang word of God.
Praise God.
At salamat sa Panginoon sapagkat yung po ay naging kumilos po ang banal na espiritu sa pagkakataong yun. At naramdaman ko po talaga yung kauhawan nila sa word of God.
That's right, yes.
At wala silang nagawa kundi tanggapin nila ang Panginoon bilang Diyos at sariling tagapagligtas ng kanilang buhay.
Amen.
Yeah, to God be the glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you po. Thank you so much. Let's pray before we take our communion. Amen. Thank you po. Lord, we give you glory and honor for what has transpired. We thank you for your word for reminding us na God, we are recipients of your mercy, love, and grace upon our lives. That Lord, it does not end there. The moment of salvation, God, dahil Lord, may buhay pa kami. You are reminding all of us that God, you're going to use each one of us irrespective of our backgrounds, our ages, our condition, God, that, Lord, it is the power of God flowing through each one of our lives, God. Lord, before we take our communion, we would like to take this moment and just say thank you, God, for allowing us to hear the gospel, Lord. Lord, you used many people to pray for us. You used people, Lord God, to share to us the gospel, God. At marami pong salamat. Let's begin to say thank you. In your own words, but salamat tayo sa Panginoon. Let's thank the Lord first. Let's remember and thank the people that the Lord used to pray for us and share to us. Na unashamedly, they shared to us the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon. It's all your doing, God. And we thank you, Lord, for this moment that you've given us to remember you, Lord Jesus, that you have called us, you have commissioned us to be your ambassadors, O God, that lives are changed, not because of our own doing, but it's all through the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word that never returns to you void nor empty, O God, but you use your word to bring about the salvation of many, God. Lord, I ask for your comfort and strength for those who are growing weary, for those who are about to quit and give up, God. We ask that, Lord, through the power of your Spirit, you would lift up that brother or sister right now at this moment, God. Ikaw ang Diyos na nakakaalam ng aming dinadaanan. But, Lord, we are reminded that, Lord, in our weaknesses, na makita ang kalakasan mo. That may we all be reminded that, Lord, our problems are just opportunities for the power of God, for the power of Christ to rest upon our lives, God. And so, Lord, we thank you for this moment, God, and we thank you for the gift of salvation. The gift of eternal life. You have reminded us not to fix our eyes on the things that are seen because they are all temporary, but to fix our eyes on you, Lord Jesus, and the good things that ginagawa mo that has eternal weight and eternal value, God. Lord, even sa mga problema namin, dinidevelop mo sa amin ang humility. You're teaching us how to depend on you, not on ourselves, not to put our trust on men, but to put our trust in you alone. Though we realize at times mahirap, God, but Lord, with you, God, makakanyanan, Panginoon. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so, Father God, thank you for touching everyone, Lord God, in this local church, God. We thank you that, Lord, you're going to strengthen our inner man through your Holy Spirit, God, na ma-overcome namin ang mga emotional hang-ups namin. When na hindi kami magpapatangay ng lungkot, Lord God, depression, Lord God, when the enemy would attack even our thoughts, God. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we choose to declare that our hope is in God alone, that our strength comes from you, O God. Our future is in your hands, O God, because you are our firm foundation, O God. And that because hindi ka patapos, we know that, God, as we commit everything to you, you're going to do something, God. You're going to bless your people with testimonies like the Apostle Paul. When they heard about the kind of change you did in his life, people were amazed and gave glory to you. And Lord, we're so grateful that you're going to do just the same, Lord God, in the lives of your people, everyone represented in this local church. We ask, Father God, for the anointing of your Spirit upon us, that, Lord, you would use us, O God, to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but you would give us boldness to share them to others, God. Thank you for the power of your Spirit upon our lives, and we receive it by faith. And Lord, even as we partake our communion, we would like to remember what Jesus has done at that cross in Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. As we call on the ushers for the elements to be passed on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. After communion, we're going to take our second offering. Praise God. Allow me to read the portion of the scriptures. Amen. For we're doing this not just ritually, but to be reminded that this is what is required of us as followers of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 11, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that what has an important event that happened in the past, thousands of years ago, has impact in our lives today and even for our tomorrows. We thank you, Jesus, that, Lord, from your word, you would want us to partake communion that we may remember what you have accomplished at that cross. You gave up your life, Jesus, willingly suffered and died for our sake. We thank you for what you have reminded us all from your word, that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and now newness has come in our lives. The power of your spirit reminding us that, Lord, when we submit ourselves to you wholly, a total surrender, God, that, Lord, our lives are changed forever, giving us, Lord, that eternal security of the eternal life you have given us as we put our faith in your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus, that through your blood we have the forgiveness of our sins, God. No matter what it is, no matter how dark our past may be, Lord God, our sins have been forgiven. We receive that today, what you have accomplished at that cross, the forgiveness of our sins, healing to our bodies, renewing of our minds. Lord, oh God, marami pong salamat. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And even, Lord God, the privilege to be part of your kingdom, that you have called us, God, to serve you, that through your blood, Lord Jesus, there's wholeness in our lives, that we may serve you, God, all the days of our lives, oh God. And so, Lord, as we partake this bread, we remember you, your broken body. You suffered for our salvation, God, and we thank you for that, Lord. Let's partake this bread as we remember our Lord Jesus, his broken body for us. Amen. As we partake the cup, we thank you, Jesus, for your most precious blood. Not only do we have the forgiveness of our sins, that through the power of the blood of Jesus, we are overcomers. Your word says in Revelation, we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your most precious blood that covers us and even our families. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's all rise up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we pray, we're going to say a prayer, and we're going to surrender our lives to God. Na gagamitin ho tayo ng Panginoon. You know, when we would hear a testimony like Sister Cherry, because of the obedience of Sister Lina, here she is now with her parents. You heard the testimony of Brother Roel. In fact, Brother Armando, who's here, shared to Brother Roel. And look at Brother Roel now. He's one of the elders of the church. Nung testimony ni Sister Janet, she shared to our Sister Sally and another sister. But look at Sister Sally now. Minsan di natin, we don't realize immediately the impact of sharing the gospel to someone. Pero alam nyo, as we pray to God, na Lord, gamitin mo kami katulad ni Apostle Paul, that we would say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Hallelujah. Let's come to the Lord and let's say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you because you are my Savior and my Lord, the God who called me by name. Thank you for your mercy and grace, for choosing me and empowering me through your Holy Spirit, that I may proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus unashamedly, with boldness, with the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Open doors for me today and the days ahead, that I may share the message of the gospel to everyone you would send my way. And I receive by faith your Holy Spirit, the anointing that breaks the yoke, that we may declare with power of your Spirit. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord Jesus, that you are the God of salvation. That, Lord, oh God, even as we go to our respective places, God, we believe that, God, you did something in our hearts, Lord. Salamat, Panginoon, that, God, you're causing us to see the urgency, God. Help us not to give up. And we thank you, and we receive by faith the comfort, the encouragement that comes from you, from your word, the scriptures, and your spirit, God. That, Lord, we can make a difference in the lives of others, God. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, oh God, na we thank you that, Lord, all the passivity and the being ashamed be broken, oh God, but instead, binibigyan mo kami ng boldness, oh God. Thank you for touching everyone in this local congregation, even our children, God. That even in their young lives, oh God, that through the work of your spirit, you're going to use them, oh God. In Jesus' name, Panginoon, oh God, that others be drawn to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that Lord, cause your light to shine brightly upon your people's lives. And thank you for the hedge of protection upon us, oh God. We give you praise, oh God, and may we experience as a church, Lord God, the unspeakable joy, Lord God, in leading people to Christ for your name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, second. Please sit down. Thank you so much. We're going to take our second offering. Yeah. Yes, yes. Give your best, Brother Art. We're going to need help to put together the boxes. Amen. Amen.